Pardon the interruption of our voice there. I am the God who leads you into all truth. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this wonderful privilege of being your host and prayer partner for the next few minutes or so, and the time goes fast. So in John chapter 16 and verse 3, the Lord says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Well, we're being informed of things to come. Thank you and welcome to all of you, wherever you are, listening live or just allowing our stream. And today, God has some items for us that are on his heart. Now, allow me please to take just a moment to delve into some insights, just quickly. As I was growing up, it was quite normal in our household, in the household of other believers, that you would see on their dining tables a box that sometimes it's shaped like a loaf of bread. Some of you have seen that, I'm sure. And it has these little slips with promises of God, from the Word of God, written on those pieces of paper. And often one would randomly select a verse to pray through or to meditate on. Now, as we pray today, and when we gather for prayer, we are not doing something like that just randomly, grabbing something to pray for. We combine waiting, listening, and reading the scriptures with letting the Holy Spirit remind us of the promise that is on the heart of God at that moment. So we let God's heartbeat pulse in our own beings. Isn't that exciting? So that's what we seek to do. Ours is the privilege of entering the actual intercession of Christ. Imagine that. And what are we doing? We're yielding ourselves to him so that he can flow through us. In prayer, we become laborers with Christ and we enter into partnership with the Creator of the universe. And Paul had a clear idea of that when he said in Ephesians, he says that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, not simply for our own pleasure, but so that we can co-labor with him. So that, as we've been sharing about prophetic intercession the last few days, the burden of prophetic intercession begins as a flame and grows into a consuming fire as the revelation concerning the purposes of God for our generation increases. Now, it may start as an inner conviction of his will, a sudden awareness of his nearness, or a hearing of a situation that triggers a spiritual response. Therefore, all prophetic intercession carries the struggle of birth. And the name of our program today, or the title of it, is Giving Birth. The heart of the intercessor becomes the womb in which God's prophetic purposes come forth. His prophetic purposes, they come forth in the heart of the womb, or the womb of the intercessor. In this place, the struggle between old traditions and new ways take place. We become the handmaiden of the Lord, in whom the new and old wineskins, they meet, they collide. So as we hear God's voice, we become convinced that a radical revolution of the Christian faith is near. The prophetic intercessor then compares with God, or rather conspires with God, that his glory will be seen, felt, and known in the earth. That's our purpose, friend, to give birth to his glory in the earth in particular. Now, I have a praise report. I'm excited about it. I think I shared with you on last week that a young lady by the name of Terry came to our offices in great desperation, wanting to give up and end it all. And God met her on that day. God met her clearly. And the news is that Terry is in school now. She came up with what I believe a God-directed plan, and she wants to become a dental assistant, and therefore she is in a school by the name of Drake College of Business here in our city, and today would be her third day, and she came to her office in her uniform and her package of books. She was extremely excited and full of joy. She went before the Lord on Sunday in our assembly and totally committed herself to the Lord in a major, major way. So the report is that God is the fountain of life, and He is giving life. And in that case, our prayers, your prayers, caused Terry to have now direction, purpose, vision, aspirations, and she's full of joy. She's actually radiating like a light, because the light in you has transferred to her by Christ Jesus in the work of the Holy Spirit. So it's time to celebrate what God has done in the life of this one young lady. And I gave her some prophetic utterances on last week of what I saw God is about to do. God is raising her up as a mouthpiece for Him. Amen. Amen. Now, if you, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome. Yes, would you repeat what you're saying? I thought someone was saying something. Well,
I was just praying God on behalf of Terry.
Yes, yes, praise God. She's a young woman. She's just 27. And imagine at 27, you came to a place where you feel that it wasn't worth it. You're at your end and you want to end it all. Want to give up. Throw in the towel of life. And God turned that around by our prayers. So be encouraged that God is still in the prayer answering business. Still there. Still on the throne. Jesus Christ is still there. And we are to comfortably share the seat. We are seated with Him in heavenly places. What a privilege. God is just awesome that He has chosen to put or place you and I in that position. And of course, we don't deserve it, but it's His grace and His mercy, which is sufficient. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, as an intercessor, you're becoming familiar with what that requires. It requires us to be like a secretary to our Savior, remind Him of what's on His agenda that He has already said that He's looking to have fulfill or birth into the earth. And we are here to facilitate that. We are a handmaiden, so to speak. Let's go to prayer. And in going to prayer, we want to step into the promise that God gave to us, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we want to pray into that. And wherever you are listening to us, be welcomed to join in that prayer. that authority extends across the earth to every believer in every nation, in every community, every home, every family, every tribe, every clan. That authority comes from heaven. It's not inherent in us. It's given to us by Christ Jesus. So we can pray into it and step into it as you would into a garment. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Collectively, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins. Forgive us for any unforgiveness that we have harbored in our hearts at this time. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bind and loose in heaven whatever we bind and loose on earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Matthew 16 and Matthew 18. In his name, the Christ of Nazareth, we bind all Satan's evil, wicked, demonic, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, and demonic religious spirits of strong men, spirits of deception, spirits of delusion, self-delusion, confusion, divination, and Leviathan, and we cast them away from us into the abyss in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We therefore bind and command them not to return to us from there and not to interfere in our Heavenly Father's business, his voice or his divine will and destiny for each of our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And I trust that you can give that prayer an amen. Claim that prayer for yourself, for every situation. And today we are going to take authority over a few things that we must bind and a few things that we must loose. And I would love to begin with prayer for a sister of ours. The name is Michelle Lewis, and she's facing a tremendous health challenge at this present moment. And, you know, we're usually fine as long as everything is fine. And then, you know, we find ourselves embattled when we come up against a major challenge. And she has a major health challenge, and we've prayed for her in the recent past. And we want to bind up every disease that afflicts her body, every sickness that is upon her. We want to bind up all of the giants that she sees, because they're speaking to her and they're telling her, "I'm sure you'll never win." Well, we want to bind those thoughts, those spirits of delusion, and we want to loose the spirit of God, which is a wellspring of life, a wellspring of life. We want her to be able to drink at that fountain deeply. We also want to take advantage, loose, and surrender our wills to be supportive. Surrender our wills to the Lord to be maximally supportive of this young woman as she faces the challenge of her health in the name of Jesus. So it's a challenge, it's an opportunity as well for the body of Christ to come forth. Yes, for us to rise up and shine in the name of Jesus. Please pray with me as we step into what God has on his heart. What does he have on his heart? He has health. He has a great testimony for Michelle to bring forth. That's what she has. He has for her. We're wanting to birth that complete restoration and deliverance. Father, in the name of the healer, you're the God that heals us. And now we stretch forth together, corporately, we bind our will to yours. We are willing, as you have given us the authority and the power to birth your desires, your heart, into the earth realm. And right now we speak to this disease that has come upon Michelle to loose in the name of Jesus, to loose. It's now being detaching itself. To the astonishment of the medical community, it's detaching itself from her. It is reduced, it disappears in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, already for the deliverance. And we thank you that through this you're making her a stronger and much more powerful witness of your goodness and your glory. Father, we bind the works of demonic spirits that would come with discouraging thoughts, come with cares and burdens to place upon her. Father, now we loose those, we detach those in the name of Jesus. They fall to the ground. They are done. They are ineffective. And we loose your powerful spirit of truth and grace into her heart, her inner man, and health we release into her body right now, and strength in Jesus' name. And Father, give us the wisdom, give us the team spirit to be supportive, bringing your love and your grace to our sister. In Jesus' name, help this family to function at the level of excellence. Excellence, the excellence of heaven, in Jesus' name. And all the people, I believe, will say amen and amen to that. Just one note of instructions for those who in our listening area that know her, that it would be a real support to her if in that we do communicate with her. However, let us choose the medium of text messaging. She has to rest her respiratory system so that she is able to heal and recover and not overwork that. So it's best for her at this point in time not to be speaking a lot using her voice and her respiratory system that way. But she will receive and respond to texting. Now, you may say, well, wow, I've never texted. I don't know what to do there. Well, an opportunity has arrived for you to come up to the 21st century and learn how to text. That's how you do it, by texting. That's how you learn it. You won't learn it about it by reading about it. You'll have to
struggle with it. And you know, hopefully you have a smartphone, like many of us do, which accommodates that kind of activity. If not, pray and ask God to supply you with one. So, well, I can't afford that. Well, you're not thinking of our God magnificently. You have him contained in some kind of container that you may have contrived, and he's supposed to fit in there. Well, he doesn't. He's overflowing everywhere. That's the God we serve. So let us stretch. Let us stretch. How many have been pregnant without experiencing some stresses, some stretching? You know what I mean? You end up with stretch marks after the birthing process. Well, stretching is what it's about, and that's what we do. Amen? Now, do you have a prayer request? We'd love to hear from you right now. I trust that you do have a prayer request. Share it with us. Share it with us. You have to be pregnant, I believe that, because you're an intercessor. What's your pregnancy? What are you giving birth to? Put it out on the table, and we'll help you to bring forth that child, that baby, if you will. Amen. I'm still listening and waiting. This is exciting. It really is. It's exciting that we have this wonderful opportunity. Well, while we're checking to see about our pregnancy, I'm pregnant with a couple of things. One of them is that we have a building project that's ongoing. It's the restoration of the theater that we occupy, so that we can use that effectively as a tool to bring transformation in our community. However, as you would expect, the enemy opposes that. So we want to bind his work. He wants to do whatever he can to disrupt. And we have a gentleman who is doing some tremendous work for us. And right now he's being restrained or detained, so to speak. The enemy has placed an obstacle in his way that we are believing. I said we, meaning that you're included in our petition or intercession on behalf of our project, as well as on behalf of this brother. His name is Anthony, last name Cherry. We pray his strength right now. Pray that every obstacle is removed in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that in Christ we can do all things through him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
So we're believing you right now, Lord. We have no doubt. We have no fear. We have no anxiety, because we know that you care, and that what you've given us as assignments will be completed, and completed with excellence. In the name of Jesus, the excellent one. So we bless him right now, and we command the adversary to remove himself from around our affairs. We bind his works right now in the name of Jesus. We bind his every activity. We bind his wishes. We bind his assignments in the name of Jesus. And whoever he's able to use and receive cooperation from behind their efforts. And we loose liberty and freedom and peace in the name of Jesus, so that your wishes, Father, your vision is accomplished, is birthed into the natural realm. We thank you for the successes that we've already been given and have, and we lay hold of it in the name of Jesus. And anyone in listening range of our voice today, we believe that you have the victory in the name of Jesus as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
We're expecting that our project, any obstacle, is moved. In your life, any hindrances, any obstacles to your forward movement, what God has for you, is bound and removed and disposed of like trash. And the door is open for you. Enter the door of grace, mercy, and my favor. In Jesus' name. Be blessed this day and all day. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this time together with us in this presence. Walk this to King.
God bless everyone.
Mm-hmm.